Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, beautiful, loving host, Kyle Allen. We're back with the fresh one, and we're going to jump right in. Pardon my voice. The beauty of podcasting, you can do it at any time, anywhere, any place, and I intend to use that today. And we're going to start off very clear with a statement. Everybody's lying. Everybody is lying. And I'll say virtually everybody is lying. Just so, some people aren't, I know. But virtually, where we're at right now in society, everybody's lying. I see people traveling alone nonstop, but they're the happiest they've ever been. No, you're not. I see people traveling with people and they just love all the energy. You wish you were alone. My point in that is we are so hell bent on what it looks like, we're completely neglecting what it actually is. We almost are at the point where what it actually is doesn't even matter. Matter of fact, it doesn't matter. I can just tell somebody, hey, 2 years ago, you did this. It's a wrap. It doesn't matter if it's ever true. It doesn't matter what it is. It's an allegation. And in this weird world where we have one envious person talking to another envious person, one bitter person shares it with another bitter person. And guess what you have? A bunch of bitter people sharing and ruining the life of somebody else. Some of you out there are saying, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Yeah, I just gossip every now and then. Hey, I lie every now and then. We all do, right? Yeah. Yeah, we do. But some sink civilizations and some gossip isn't gossip. It's called therapy. One would say talking to a therapist all day about your life and your mama and your uncle and your daddy and your brother and your sister and your coworker, that's gossiping. But it's called therapy because it's in the right place, right? It's in the right medium. You're in the right place to be doing that. Since the dawn of humanity, we have ruined people by the words we speak. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That is a proverb. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What are you saying day to day? And who are you talking about day to day? What are you portraying day to day? If there's one thing I pride myself on, is yo, what you see is what you get. I got people I've known for 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 6 years, whatever. And they'll tell you, bruh, this is who Kyle is. Whoop-de-whoop, this is how he is. This is what he stands for. This is what it's about. Am I going to be liked by everyone? Absolutely not. Do I want more and more in my life? Because I was not always like this. I want to be clear. I used to want to be liked. I didn't want anyone to say anything negative about me. You don't want that. You want your name to stay strong, right? A good name is rather to be chosen than riches. But what I have found is sometimes like the right people need to not like you. If certain people don't like you, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I don't want the devil to like me. I don't want his helpers to like me, quite frankly. And if I'm having a real relationship with God, sometimes he ain't gonna like me. And I'm not gonna like him. Real relationship, there's contention and friction. I know we have been, when you meet the person of your dreams, you will frolic in the, no, you won't. There's days of that. There's months of that. There's years of that. And then it gets hard sometimes. Some people bail, some people don't. Some people fight, some people don't. It just is what it is. A lot of that is based on what you saw, what you've seen, who you were raised by, who you weren't raised by. There's many factors that go into that. But one thing for sure is we all lying out here, man. We straight lying. And it's killing the next person. Because we'll lie by what we say and we'll lie the way we live. And right now, if y'all ain't paying attention, the fake nice is the nastiest. Hey, you're so amazing. Yeah, I wish my mom did that too. Okay, am I amazing or was it because my mom? Hey, you're so amazing, man, but I ain't tall like that. So, oh, okay, so I'm only amazing because I'm tall. Hey, you're amazing, but man, my hair, I ain't went bald like that yet. Hey, you want to go bald? Everything that people think that is like this amazing thing to you, sometimes that's your biggest insecurity. And they are hating you for your biggest insecurity. Or they're loving you for something that's not real. And in the words of Michael Jackson, man, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. We ain't looking in no mirror no more. We're looking at an illusion and saying, you know what? Cool. In the movie The Matrix, the dude said, yo, I don't want to live here no more. Send me back to The Matrix. Yes, I know this steak is fake, but God dang it, it tastes good. That's what we're choosing. We're choosing fake steak. Because the real steak might take some effort. We might have to do some research where it came from. We might have to really cut into it. We might have to actually see how it got slaughtered. We don't want that no more. Hey, yo, I don't care. Hey, man, give me that. It's hologram. Does it taste right? Oh, okay. Hey, this isn't real, though. Bro, I can't tell the difference. Man, shout out to the people that can tell the difference. I more and more want to tell the difference. I more and more want to be seen as whatever is disruptive, and not in no ignorant way. I also ain't standing for people just being disruptive to be fake disruptive. I'm gonna come in here and be the opposite of everyone and be oppositional because that means I'm bold. No, it just means you're annoying. But man, guys, be real with yourself. Be real with your life. Be real with what you portray. Be real, because we are entering this next phase. And if you ain't really real, if you ain't running, biking, cycling, doing art, doing music, doing plays, doing acting, doing movies, landscaping, because it's really what you about. It ain't gonna work for you, even if it works for you. That's not your dream. So many of y'all ain't getting no money back because you cashing somebody else's dream. You're getting no return on investment because that's not your dream. Even if you're successful, you stole Auntie Nam's dream, baby. That ain't gonna be honored. Find your dream. Quit lying. Be yourself. The hardest thing to do is be yourself. Why? Because you know you gotta be different to please people. And there is a difference between politicking and getting along with humanity. Sometimes, yes, I know you like red dots. I'm not gonna come in here with blue dots. I'm changing what I like so that you can be happy. That's called being selfless. We're in a place now. Oh, I just chose myself. I just chose me. Oh, I just want my truth. Okay, hey, baby, choose you. Hey, brother, choose you. Get your truth. But when your truth is hurting everyone around you and you had to decimate 10 buildings to get it, is that truth or just destruction? Is that truth or is it just destruction? Don't chase the illusion. Chase your dream. Cash your dream in, and you'll get some return. But the more you keep cashing in somebody else's dream, even if it works, it won't work for you. Thank you for listening to Grind is Ugly Podcast. I am your humble, gracious host, Kyle Allen, and this is the TGIU Podcast.